For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. As men went off to fight in World War II, their places in America's factories were often taken by women. That's what happened at the Gibson Guitar Factory in Kalamazoo. Author John Thomas will discuss his book on those women, Kalamazoo Gals, at 1 p.m. Saturday at Elderly Instruments in Old Town Lansing. I talked with John Thomas about his book. To me, this story has a Rosie the Riveter feel to it. The men went off to war and the women took their spots in the factories, Gibson Guitars in Kalamazoo, no exception. Is that pretty accurate?
I think that's really accurate. I've become fond of saying everybody knows about Rosie the Riveter. Very few people knew about Laura the Luthier until I found her. And that's exactly right. This is a Rosie the Riveter kind of story, except a version of the story that was kept hidden until I stumbled upon it a few years back.
How did that happen?
It's sort of hard to reconstruct. I teach law for a living, and sometimes that can be less than scintillating. And so I've taken to freelancing some music articles for music magazines. And I came across a photograph of about 70 women standing in front of the Gibson factory. It looked like 1940s, 50s, I wasn't sure. I later got an original print. It was June 1944. And I couldn't figure out why there were just women standing in front of a guitar factory. And so to say it haunted me might be a slight exaggeration, but only slightly. I put it on my bulletin board, printed it from the internet or photocopied it from a book, I can't recall. And every now and then I'd look over and think, wow, what were they doing there? What was going on? Were they building guitars? What was happening? So sort of that photograph motivated me to go down this crazy path and drop into the big rabbit hole that is now Kalamazoo Gals book.
I want to talk about the music that has been made with these guitars over the years and recorded with these guitars. We have to include Woody Guthrie's iconic "This Land Is Your Land." Let's listen.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Is there a story behind Woody Guthrie having one of these guitars?
So Woody Guthrie and friends joined the Merchant Marines during World War II. And after World War II, one of Woody's friends, a fellow named Jim Longy, wrote a book called Woody, Sisko, and Me. Woody's other friend during the war was Sisko Houston, an actor and a musician as well. And Jim wrote in this book called Woody, Sisko, and Me that Woody and he and Sisko were on leave from the Merchant Marines in New York, late 1943 into 1944, and that they went down to a music shop on 6th Avenue and bought guitars. I went through Gibson's shipping ledgers, World War II, and discovered that on December 8th, 1943, there were these three Southerner jumbos, these special guitars, sort of fancified guitars, if you will, that were at this music shop on 6th Avenue. And lo and behold, Woody and Sisko are later depicted holding exactly those guitars.
Now, John, your appearance at Elderly Instruments is described as a multimedia presentation. What does that entail?
So I will play some music and bring a guitar, but I've got a presentation that includes video clips of the women, images of the women, information about the guitar, pictures during the war of guitars, and essentially the whole tale told through a series of images, text, and video. And then me.
John Thomas is author of Kalamazoo Gals, a story of extraordinary women and Gibson's banner guitars of World War II. John Thomas, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.